The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So whether you've been practicing for years and years, or perhaps tonight is your first time meditating, we want to respect this initial part where we're just listening to the body and finding a comfortable upright sitting posture. And the eyes can be open if you'd like, just gazing down toward the floor in front of you. Or perhaps you'd prefer to have your eyes lightly closed, either way. And then just cultivate a stable, relatively comfortable, and upright sitting posture. So there's a sense that the posture is supporting wakefulness. Listen, make adjustments, take care of business, making sure the cell phone is off if you haven't already. Maybe taking a couple of longer, deeper, easy breaths in and out, just as a way of more fully coming into the experience here in the body, in the present moment. Take the time to fill and empty the lungs a few times. The sense of having all the time in the world to fill and empty the lungs. And maybe one more time. No need to rush. And then eventually, just allow the breathing to continue on its own, but without any need to control, without having any agenda about how the breath is. It's really wonderful that we can trust the body to do the breathing. We don't need to oversee it in any way. The body knows how to breathe. We're going to take a few moments at the beginning of the meditation to practice receiving the different sounds that are in the room right now. So it's not really the same as trying to listen. It's more relaxed than that. We're just receiving, or you could say we're just knowing that hearing is happening. We're hearing all the sounds here in the moment. We're hearing them all together. We don't need to identify the different sounds. We're just relaxing and knowing that hearing is happening. And if you need to repeat that phrase a couple times in a relaxed way, hearing is being known, or hearing is happening, just to sustain that recognition that hearing is happening, and really trusting how effortless hearing is. So we're keeping it really simple. Hearing is being known, hearing is happening. We're learning a very particular skill, which is, you could call it the skill of allowing. So we're allowing hearing to happen. We're remembering it, we're noticing it, and we're allowing hearing just to happen. So in a way, we're learning how to be both intimate, clearly aware of hearing, but not neurotically trying to control things or not needing to identify what is being heard. And you might find that this is quite calming, something as simple as just being receptive to hearing. And allow everything else simply to happen in the background or the periphery, but keep recognizing the hearing in the foreground of attention. So in the sense that recognition of hearing is the meditation object. And the practice is not forgetting that this is being known, which is not the same as controlling or trying to get something. It's just remembering that hearing is being known. And of course, you'll notice the attention getting drawn into thinking about this or that, and maybe a more full-blown emotional reaction, some drama might arise. So when you notice this so-called distraction, just acknowledge that this distraction is something being known in the body, in the mind. It feels like this. This is the essential practice, is that recognition that this is being known. So we're going from being lost in thought to that moment of recognition. Oh, it's just thinking being known. And it feels like this in the body. This is the residual charge or emotional taste of having been lost in thought feels like this. So in the sense we're making peace with the aftertaste of distraction, because by now the mind's no longer distracted. It knows that it's been distracted and that it feels like this now. We're making peace. We're learning to relax with whatever the reverberation might be in the body and mind. But now in awareness, knowing that it's like this now. And then when we can, we come back to the anchor, either hearing or feel free to use the breath, the sensations of the breath coming in and out, or the whole body, the sensations of the whole body sitting. These are three common meditation anchors: hearing, whole body awareness, or more specifically, feeling the sensations of the breath coming in and out. So if you're new to practice, you might want to just switch from hearing as an anchor to whole body awareness, feeling the breath coming in, and let that be a reminder to feel the whole body sitting just as it is. And each time you feel the breath going out, again, just let it be a cue to remember to feel the whole body sitting. Breathing in, sensitive, awake to the whole body just as it is. Breathing out, sensitive to the whole body, and allowing these sensations to be the way they are. Not being in conflict with the way the body is. Breathing in sensitive, breathing out sensitive. And just explore, is it possible for the mind to remain interested in the present moment? Using the whole body, the breath and the whole body as a kind of anchor or training ground for this continuity of present moment awareness. And then once the mind has gotten distracted, as soon as awareness knows that distraction is happening, then just acknowledge, oh yeah, this is being known now. And it feels like this in the body. Well, can this be okay that it's like this now? So again, making peace with the aftertaste of the distraction. Oh, it's just this feeling, just this mental activity being known. And then return to the whole body or to the breath moving in the body. So like this, we just begin again and again. So we're going to continue now in silence. really simple. Not easy, of course, but simple. Cultivating a relaxed and alert present moment awareness. And use the movement of the breath and the sensations of the body sitting as an anchor. And then when you notice that the mind's been distracted, instead of rushing back to your anchor, just take a few moments to acknowledge that the residue of distraction is like this, feels like this in the body, the mind's like this. So a real sense of patience with any reverberations from the distraction, the thinking. And then naturally return, feel the body sitting, breathing in, sensitive to the whole body. Breathing out, sensitive to the whole body. So much of the practice is a willingness to begin again. And beginning again means that the wisdom in the mind is doing this very simple thing. It's recognizing that this experience is being known. Hearing is being known. Feeling the sensations of the body sitting is being known. If there's painful sensations now, then you might notice this mental quality of not liking the painful sensations. Not liking is being known. Or any other mental reaction, emotional reaction, just something being known. Or you might notice some real calm or peaceful feeling. Peace is being known.